wardrobe have been gone through.
And which one was that? Lucenzo?
Lucenzo.
I'm thinking the tea was probably poisoned. Someone wanted to get rid of the evidence.
Hmm. Interesting. I wonder if it was poisoned here or someplace else.
I wonder.
Well, since I haven't fallen in...
Someone's... I'm going to go talk to some of the betting agents. An idea just occurred to me.
That, and I would check, wherever they prepare the tea.
I'll check the
kitchen.
I'll check the kitchens, and I'm going to go talk to the people who take bets. First, I'm going to go talk to the people who take bets, see if, I want to see if anyone linked to the officiant has placed any large bets on Liam.
Okay. No one other than you has actually placed a large bet on Liam.
£5 is a large bet?
That's the equivalent of $500.
Oh, okay.
Those are the ones who have gone through them. There might be more private bets going on. But for them, £5 was...
Can I maybe... Is there any way I can figure out maybe some of the underground bets? Maybe...
Streetwise. Because basically you're asking around, hey, has there been any big bets dropped? And you're asking the other guys kind of going, oh yeah, I would have heard.
10.
Alright. Asking around. Actually, yes, some recent bets have been put on Liam, but only after Lucenzo was beat. Basically, since he's now in the final run, the numbers are actually 2-1.
I still maintain my 3-1, right?
You still maintain your 3-1 because you placed that earlier. But people pay... most people put a lot of bets on Lucenzo. There were a couple bets that were on Liam, but you think that's kind of because the odds were so good. It was 8-1.
Damn, I should have put a bet down then.
Because basically Lucenzo is perhaps one of the best fencers in Europe.
Yeah.
And he won last time.
Alright, so... No...
They were just... Early on... Lucenzo was not the favorite.
And I have no information about, who placed these bets at all?
These are the private bets, and these bets are upwards of 10 to 20 pounds. Maybe. These are the ones that you don't want your name attached to type of thing. Okay. They know who you are. You don't need to tell them who you are.
Okay.
Now, if you give me a successful persuade check or something like that, you can convince them to, I'm just curious.
We're not in East End right now, are we?
No, you are not in East End. The fencing tournament would not take place in that system.
I had to ask. Plus charisma.
I understand.
No.
They're, sorry, no. That's my job to not tell people.
I understand. Just couldn't hurt to ask.
Yeah.
Alright. I suppose I'll make my move to go check out the kitchens then.
Oh, once again, it's another stealth check because you are a guy in a duster walking to it.
Now,
and
this,
leather trench coat.
If this was the Midwest, it'd be fine.
Yeah, whatever, walk in. But this is England.
Oh, yeah, but this is. Mustache.
The mustache is important.
11.
You're like. They all kind of look at you and they're like. I'm here for a reason.
No. Here's what happens. Take off my trench coat, fold it up, stick it in my backpack, take off my hat, stick it in my backpack, walk in.
Proper English
now. Alright. So basically you're kind of looking around. What specifically are you looking at?
I'm kind of looking for where they prepare the tea. Maybe something got left behind,
Looking around the tea area. Go ahead, roll.
I can't re-roll this, can I?
No, this is not something you can re-roll.
I don't think it's going to... Oh, no, I'm sorry, a 1. I'm going to cut it.
Should I make it faster?
Oh, you're going to put it on.
I am putting it on.
Okay.
It's going. It's like
5.
A third of the way.
5. Something did get left behind. It's a type of plant. You know it's not tea. Tea comes from leaves. This is not a leaf. This is a root. You've got at least, what, a D4 in survival or something like that?
No.
Well, even a normal person can notice the difference between a leaf and a root.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like... It's just like a little itty-bitty piece.
All right. I find something I can wrap it in safely.
A handkerchief.
I'm going to... There are herbologists and stuff like that. It's not herbologist. That's not what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, you can go get him identified.
Apothecary. That's
what apothecary here. interesting. For a couple of shillings, I'll tell you. It's their living.
I understand. It's kind of like a couple of shillings. Here. Take it.
Root of Nightshade.
Knowledge America is not going
to help. No, that doesn't help you. it's a root that you find on things like tomatoes and stuff like that. But this is concentrated.
Hmm. If someone were to ingest this, what would happen?
It'd be really bad for them. It's toxic.
Alright, well... Great.
Not exactly kill you toxic, but it's toxic.
Is there anything in particular you have to do to treat it?
It's fairly easy to treat.
Oh, they'd identify it at a hospital if it was... Okay, cool.
Well, and it could just be, you know, mistaken ingestion.
Alright. Well, thank you for your time. Mm. How many shillings did that cost me?
It's just two.
Okay. Alright, well, back to Liam.
Ba-na-na-na. Yeah. You're now sitting there in your room, you're kind of like, I want to go home.
No. Hmm? Nightshade poisoning.
It's not a fangirl.
Oh, thank goodness.
Nightshade poisoning.
Yeah.
I found some near the tea set, so the tea is poisoned.
Really? Perhaps we should bring this to notice of the authorities or some such.
Well, alright. It's your call. You're the fencing tournament.
Well, I think that would be the right thing to do. Don't you?
Inform James. That is the right thing to do. Yeah. You will have to do
that. Yeah. I am a lawman.
So James is like, yes, Mr. Whitman, hello again.
We found this root. It's apparently the root of nightshade in...
It was sitting next to the tea set, the tea preparation area. I think some of it may have been mixed in with the tea when it was prepared.
That's awful. Yeah, why would someone do that?
I don't know. Seemed to have avoided Liam's tea, though.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing this to my attention.
There have been several fairly large bets placed on Liam, so...
If that invalidates my wins, that's totally fine.
Well, we will have to do an investigation.
Boom.
But the tournament is still on for tomorrow, the finale.
All right. Yes. Well, thank you.
All right. Ivan, what is your last question for the day?
Hey. I finally got to do something vaguely martial-like. I really need to put a point in that.
Investigate.
So you just take a day off?
Rippers.
What do you want to know about the Rippers?
Any notable thing?
I don't know.
Anything notable?
I assume you're like,
what a pull. That's a really general question. I'm not sure I can answer that one. Casual. Okay, you research the Rippers. Gotcha. Build towards that knowledge D4 of Rippers.
Actually, I don't even plan on getting knowledge D4.
Alright, so you just read books.
Oh, River Tech.
Oh, yes, you can do Ripper Tech.
The part where he kills me.
Chapter 5, the part where he kills you. Achievement unlocked, the part where he kills you. This is the part where I kill you. If you read the achievement text, this is the part where he kills you.
So what are you researching about Ripper Tech?
I haven't gotten there yet.
If you find more than one
Ripper
at
Tech,
all,
different Ripper Techs.
You know, okay. It's like, all right, where's the
common forms of Ripper Tech.
Yeah.
Have you gotten to the conversion gel parts yet? The white gel?
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Basically, you can notice there's basically the extracts, and there's the actual implants. Extracts are temporary, but they're also a lot less invasive. You don't suffer the same reason loss. But of course, then there are things that you modify your body with, which are the actual implants, such as retinal grafts, taloned hands, muscle weaves, limbic lacing, bone stiffening, all of which, of course, raise or lower your stats. And depending on your surgeon, he might be able to remove some of the side effects. And there almost always are side effects. The nice thing about extracts, though, is unless a botch happens, which is double ones, you don't actually suffer any sort of permanent side effect. And if he just fails, and if the extract just fails, then nothing happens. No downside. A success indicates that you get the benefit and side effect while it is there, but it does not damage you or cause reason loss. The extract lasts until a Delker's joke. A Delker?
Joker?
A Joker is dealt, or 10 minutes. Whichever happens first. Alright. Finale day. Bum, bum, bum. Alright, but something happens before it. Liam, you're sleeping in your bed. Give me a notice check. Minus two.
Because you're sleeping.
Here it goes.
One.
Okay. Give me another notice check. This one even.
Five.
You wake up at the sound of breaking glass.
I find Ford Kane. I'm sure I sleep with it nearby at least. Who's there?
Go downstairs, and you can definitely hear that there are people moving around downstairs.
Pull on my coat.
I'm not sure you'd keep your heavy coat in your bedroom. I could
no.
see.
Well, you said I went downstairs.
Well, not yet.
Oh.
You're still up in your bedroom.
Okay.
I said you heard people downstairs.
Oh, I heard you go downstairs. Okay, anyway.
Sorry.
It's cool.
You can hear people downstairs. You have your sword cane. I can see that you keeping that in your bedroom.
Well, I guess I'll try and sneak down.
All right, go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Yeah. Oh.
They are actively looking for you. But I'm not sure that will help. Oh.
No.
There are three hooligans down here, and they're robbing you. This is a burglary.
You've been burgled!
All of them have clubs, no guns, though. And each of them seem to be wearing, basically, leather vests.
Okay, I'll head over to the coat rack at the front door and pull on my coat.
All right. That's your first action.
And then I'll get the drop on them?
You'll get the drop on one of them. Okay. Take your swing. What the drop is it's a plus four to hit and a plus four to damage.
Five plus three is eight?
Yes, that hits.
Is that a raise or just...
No, that's just a hit.
Okay. Just ask. Five plus four is nine.
Nine? You shake him!
Damn.
Alright, let me actually grab some miniatures to just kind of represent where everyone is. Here's you. Hand me some chaos, guys. Basically stab that one. This guy's off in another room, but he'll be here shortly. This guy's off in another. Alright. So, he will attempt to unshake. He does not. The other ones, however, will come in. Get him! He'll go ahead and he misses his fighting roll. You get your six beats their five.
Oh.
Stabbing the shaken one?
Yes.
Alright, stab away.
And that's an 8 plus 8 is 16.
You'll hit with a raise.
Six plus three is 9.
You will shake him again, which puts him out. This time, both of them are going to come to attack you. Five will miss you, though.
Oh, yes.
Your seven of hearts beats their seven of diamonds. Four will miss.
Uh-oh.
10.
My parry is enough.
So he will actually just hit you. So this plus a club.
Done,
oh, sorry. These guys are D8s because they're hooligans. 4.
Now. Toughness is a 6. With
5 and a 7. This guy's just going to swing normally. This guy's going to wild attack.
Okay. Plus 2?
Plus a total of 3, so that's an 8. He'll miss.
Yeah. 6.
You'll hit. Nine.
10.
10. Alright. Goes down.
Ah, really?
Yep.
Damn hooligans.
Alright, swing again.
Are you to rob my house, you hooligans? Sheesh. 11.
You'll hit.
Just hit.
No, that'll be a hit with a raise.
Plus 5 is 17.
You take him out. Alright. However, what happens is, now that you've basically taken these guys out, and you're basically going to go call the watch, mm-hmm. let them know that you were being burgled, you gain 1 fatigue.
Okay.
To represent the sleepless night.
Yeah. The burgled night.
Because basically the rest of the night is spent mm-hmm. in. And then that morning, you get to go have fun at the tournament. You'll notice that the Frenchman, who you are now facing, Emile Bonaparte, is well rested and looks to be quite up to snuff.
Okay.
Twenty-one.
Eight.
He quickly puts you down.
3 seconds.
Maybe you should have spent more time getting rest instead of being out partying. English
yes.
pig.
Partying, right. Yes.
You should have drank Red Bull.
Well, that's the finale. Of course, you play second, which is what you got last time, so you're maintaining your status quo.
Ryan didn't win. No. He got pwned in the face.
Damn it, Ryan.
I didn't roll a 15.
21. He said 21.
It was 21.
15.
It was 3 sixes and then a 3.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, well.
Go ahead and give me a notice. You're a marshal, this would stick out to you.
Fourteen.
All right, having heard what happened to Lee, you heard what happened, right?
He got raw. He got
burgled in the middle of the night. You'll notice that he's, of course, tired, exactly how tired Spaniard was.
Can I bring this to the officiant's attention?
James, sure. Yes, sir.
Liam seems to have all the signs of nightshade poisoning. You,
Nightshade poisoning?
Same thing that happened to the Spaniard.
Spaniard was the sleepless one, not the Italian.
Sorry. Misunderstood?
That's right.
If it's exhaustion, there's not much I can do to bring it to James' attention, Cam, is there?
Not really. It's just odd that two people are exhausted and one has been poisoned.
Alright, well, I guess I'll bring it up to Liam once he's,
sitting in his room slightly dejected. You've lost your 5 pounds, by the way. You lost the bet.
You had to roll well. You roll well and it screws me up.
My other one was an 8.
I got an
8.
Oh, yes.
And then it would have, minus 1 for the tired.
But plus one from focusy thing.
There's, you don't have focusy thing.
Weapon. Yeah, he does the.
Do you have signature weapon?
Do you remember? Because 4D doesn't work. Like.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to remember what the hell the requirements of that one is. Signature weapon. Trademark weapon. You have fighting at D10.
Oh. Okay. Then you don't have a plus one.
Mm. Sorry.
You have a free edge.
I wish I had that.
You would take scholar.
You are a gentleman and a scholar, my good sir.
Sorry, it does have a fighting of D10, or shooting of D10 if you're using a ranged weapon. So, it's because you're tired that you would have failed.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you look exhausted.
Yes, I was robbed last night.
You might want to talk to the Spaniard then. You look exactly like he did.
Tired.
And exhausted. We might also want to take you to a doctor, just in case.
Oh, no, I'm quite fine. Just tired.
But can I give a heal check?
Just sure, give me a heal check. If you've got it.
Yeah, I do.
Smoke him if you got him.
4.
He looks fine, just tired.
Okay, so it's just exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he seems really odd for just waking up once in the middle of the night.
Well, as I said, it was also did he spend the next several hours with the police?
Oh.
Yes, it wasn't just taking care of him and right back to sleep.
This isn't D&D. He has to explain why there are 3 dead bodies in his living room.
Wait, you mean you have to explain that kind of stuff? Normally I'd dump him in the middle of the desert.
Have you seen True Grit? Oh, I love that. At one point, basically they actually kill 3 guys. Like, aren't we going to bury them? It's like, they should have picked a better time of year to die, not in the middle of winter. So they basically leave them out to be eaten by the wolves because they're not going to go out in the winter and bury them.
Intro.
Alright. Well, you cost me 5 pounds, sir.
I have the feeling someone else cost you 5 pounds.
It's all your fault. You should have fought better.
Yes, well.
Did I get a research roll?
Yeah, you guys will get 1 research roll.
I will research places of Ripper technicians.
Okay. Well-known Ripper Tech places. Okay. Where would that be?
Got 3.
3. No clue. Other than here. They're kind of like, you go somewhere other than here? What? Alright, so.
Well. I guess I'll go speak to the other 2 people.
So, which one do you want to go visit? Noah or Antonio?
We'll visit Noah first.
You'll notice he's looking a lot better, but you basically have to go to his hotel that he's staying at. Mm. You kind of rap on the door and he goes, see?
Liam Whitman, here to speak with you.
Yeah, he comes and opens the door. Mr. Whitman. Hold on.
See if he remembers me.
You look tired.
Yes, I was robbed last night.
Oh. Bad luck, that is.
Yes, or something else. may we come in?
Oh, yes, please, come in.
This is my friend, Joseph. Joseph what?
McDonald.
Mm. He's a U.S. Marshal.
Ah, an American.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. This is the Spaniard, right?
Mm-hmm.
I begin talking to Spaniard. Now, there's no reason to go about looking at me like that.
Well, let me check something really fast.
Or hasn't started yet.
But they're probably still...
Yeah, he's just kind of like... Yeah.
But he's from Spain.
Yeah, he's from Spain. He doesn't like you. He doesn't like Americans. Too arrogant.
Huh.
It doesn't have to make sense. He's kind of like...
You know what? No one else has looked at me happily since I came to this country. Why should this guy be any different?
Yeah, so this is normal.
Right, so, you know, maybe I'm beginning to realize, maybe America didn't craft its own, we're a horrible person relationship. No, it flowered from the fact that everyone else hated us already. We don't like you. Well, you know what? Fine. We'll live up to your expectations.
Please, come in. Sit down.
Thank you. I couldn't help but noticing that yesterday you were...
Oh, there were these dogs outside barking all night.
Oh, really?
Yes. It kept me up all night. Just when I think they'd stop, they'd bark some more.
That's a little odd, don't you think? Barking all night?
It's... No offense, it's London.
Well, yes, I'm...
It's not quite as peaceful as Madrid.
That seems reasonable. But the same dogs, did you see them at all?
No, I yelled out the window a few times, but... They'd go away, then they'd come back. It's... Englishmen can be very rude.
Yes, well.
It's just the rude Spaniard.
As can we all, really.
Yes, well.
Did you notice any strange goings on at the tournament or surrounding it?
No. Nothing that I noticed. The first two rounds were fairly normal.
Oh, yes? I suppose you didn't fight the gentleman. And you didn't... Was that your first fight yesterday?
Yes. Matches 1 and 2 on first day, 3 and 4 second. You were number 3. And you eliminated me from the tournament.
I see. Well, we may get a rematch here soon. It turns out Mr. Lucenzo was poisoned.
Oh, that's... That's terrible.
Yes.
Poisoned? Why would he be...
We discovered nightshade root next to the tea sets.
That is not good.
No, not at all.
Yes.
Is he all right?
We're going to go see him after this. I do hope he's out of the hospital by now, but...
Well, send my best wishes with him.
I will do so. Well, if you didn't notice anything else, then I suppose our work here is done. We're just here investigating, and helping my friend here.
Oh, yes. Well, best of luck to you if there's any foul deeds afoot.
Yes, yes. Good day to you, sir. We'll go and see if Lucenzo's in the hospital.
He's still in the hospital. They don't quite have the stomach pumping power that they normally do. He's better, but he's still a bit under the weather.
It seems you've bested me this time.
Yes, yes. Well, like, as I said, we may get an actual fair rematch. It seems as though you were poisoned. I am sure the doctors have already found that, but...
Yes, they said that I had nightshade in my...
Yes, we found some near the tea. In the kitchen.
Who's your friend?
This is Joseph McDonald. He is,
U.S. Marshal.
U.S. Marshal.
Oh, I have a cousin who went to New York.
From a slightly different part of the continent? I may have been there once. Where did I set sail from to get...
New York.
Yeah. I was there once when I came here, but government didn't really seem to have much use for me in the Northeast.
And it seems as though I was burgled last night and kind of kicked me up.
Strange things.
Yes, it seems as though Mr. Flores was also